Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 352 of this year. Your guest today on the podcast is devout Anglican Andrew Chaim Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
I was only a devout Anglican for one episode of that show, it worked. Well, shalom, Alice. Happy Shabloody Lom. It's lovely to be on the show.
Well, speaking of which, you will be bringing us all the latest in Hanukkah news, which will be exciting for me. I'm lighting my candles in anticipation. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have.
That's one hell of a chat up line.
In the news today, tradesmen and local councils are complaining of small earthquakes and sinkholes opening in cities and mountain towns all over the world as the mythical sleepers of every culture begin to stir in their until now presumed to be fictional bedchambers in underground caves. A number of sleep scientists are applying for funding to witness the eventual waking of these mythical sleepers and assess the health impacts of getting significantly more than 8 hours of sleep over ages untold. Questions are being asked as to whether these rumblings are in response to the confronting events in the recent Dragon Thunderdome and Piers Morgan's rapidly progressing pregnancy, but nobody knows yet. Andrew, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think these sleepers awakening, you know, in the time of greatest need, these myths, do you think that that's ominous?
Well, I think it could be economically ruinous because, you know, the entire health of our global economy and recovery from recent economic troubles is really based on everyone working their asses off and getting no more than, you know, 4.5-5 hours sleep a day.
I thought you were going to say everyone working towards a future.
Obviously this is a sort of considerable concern. Why should we take any notice of these, you know, lazy layabouts who've been sleeping for how long?
Ages
untold. Percentage of eternity? Exactly. So what have they got to tell us? We've got shit to do. They've been laying around. All of a sudden they pitch up. Sense of entitlement, typical millennials, and want to have everything their own way.
Yeah, well, it's also, you know, they're going to be coming from all different periods of history. Everyone from King Arthur to Francis Drake promised to be back. I mean, to Jesus as well, you know.
Exactly, from, you know, millennials as in from the last or preceding millenniums.
Speaking of millennia, the glitch in the space-time continuum is still in negotiations regarding its proposed strike, threatening to strike at the end of the year. Apparently it wants to be paid holiday rates for its work over the festival season, demanding double space-time and a half. It's also still holding out for a Walkley Award for its services to interdimensional satire, though as this podcast has never been nominated for any awards despite its wildly innovative format and the enormous amount of work I put in to bring it to you, all I can say to Glitchy is good f***ing luck, mate. Awards are all cooked. Do you think that the glitch in the space-time continuum will be successful, or do you think it's going to go on strike, casting our current format into chaos?
Well, I hope it's successful, and yeah, it's an example. I think for too long we've exploited a phenomena like the glitch in the space-time continuum, and it's only right that it should be paid what it deserves. And I think, you know, that's an inspiration for all of us. And yeah, obviously, I guess the concern is that it then leads to copycat cases of other galactic phenomena, wanting. I mean, the stars in the sky, for example, have been entertaining humanity since the dawn of time, but haven't got a f***ing penny for it. So I guess, where will this end? That's my concern.
Yes, one glitch in the space-time continuum is an ominous coincidence. Multiplying glitches in the space-time continuum has to be seen as a deliberate attempt to end the universe.
Yeah, and we've seen so many of them over the years. And, I think it's time to move on, really.
That's all the time we have for our headlines of stories we don't have time for, of course, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because why? Why not? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by TikToxic Masculinity. Like normal toxic masculinity, but bafflingly brief and dance-dominated. TikToxic Masculinity. Log in today. And if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, just know that all objects are temporary and happiness fades. Also, what are you trying to prove? The love you feel for your loved one is better proven through small, consistent gestures than extravagant, flashy moments that fade like bright sparks in the echoing darkness of your neglect. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. Which gave his mother Mary the chance to get herself half a glass of water. Good birth-giving, Mary. Stay hydrated.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Andrew, now it is time for Hanukkah.
Yes.
Hanukkah special. Hanukkah is always special. Telling us what is the latest in Hanukkah news.
Well, obviously it's a very exciting Hanukkah this year, Alice, because it's been extended by 4 days. Got the 12 days of Hanukkah, which is part of a crossover promotion with Christmas, as part of increasing cooperation between rival religions. So the new Rabbi Christmas character is proving very popular with kids around the world.
Rabbi Christmas just brings you the complaints of your mother.
Now, obviously, I'm a little bit out of the loop on such matters. I had my my lapsedness license renewed for another 20 years last week. So I'm, I forget exactly why Hanukkah was 8 days in the first. I think it was something to do with Moses' mummy having her first contractions 8 days before Moses, the renowned tablet pioneer, water sports skeptic and travel journalist, was in fact born. Anyway, part of this deal between Judaism and Christianity sees the aggressive promotion of the often overlooked Feast of the Circumcision of Christ on the 1st of January, which has been rebranded Saint Snippy's Day to appeal to the younger audience and help sell commemorative cartoon scalpels. But, I mean, I think what this shows, and we is, you know, the sense of uncertainty in global religion at this moment in time, Alice, with everything we've seen this year, with the virus, the unexpected happenings around the world, glitches in the space-time continuum, this is probably going to be the most uncertain Hanukkah for a very long time, possibly even until the one 17 years from now, which is going to be absolutely traumatic. Mm. I mean, we come back to these. Also, the sleepers coming back. No one knows quite what is what. And religion, which has provided people with certainty, is frantically scrabbling around trying to explain these things. A lot of religions really questioning themselves and raising into question, if indeed that is a term, whether a major act of divine intervention could now be in the offing. It feels like religion needs to hit back, to try and impose some cosmic order. I've been hearing a lot of chatter from my contacts at the top level of religion. Now, obviously, I have a lot of contacts in high places in different religions around the world, as you know, Alice, dating back to when I hosted series 1 through 8 of the Conversion Excursion, where I would take religious leaders to different places around the world, and I had to compete with each other to convert the most number of skeptical people to their faith. And of course, Pope or Nope, that was quite a big hit for a while as well. Many Nopes, certainly. Only a couple of possible popes came out of it, but it was good television. And I still stand by the first two Eric the Cleric movies, no matter what the critics and the anti-blasphemy lobby say. But so anyway, the point is, I know people at the top of religion, and there's a lot of chatter that we could be in line for the kind of revelation that hasn't been commonplace for, how to put this diplomatically, at least 1,000 years. I mean, we could be in line for also for a couple of bombshell disbandments, religions just fronting up and admitting that they've been bullshit all along. It'd be very interesting to see which of the ones I'm hearing about actually go through with that. Could be some really, really major implications globally if those do happen. Also, one of the strongest rumours coming through to me is that we could be seeing some takeovers and mergers, or even possibly a full-on revelation of the one true faith. And as you can imagine, this has got the bookmakers going. Absolutely, all manner of markets on what kind of great revelations, what religion will prove to have been the correct one. The betting at the moment is a bit too close to call.
Well, I mean, of course, the gambling industry has a massive share in prayers.
Exactly. I mean, that's essentially religion is just a branch of the gambling industry. You back a horse, and when you die, you found out if you back the right one or not.
Sorry to interrupt, but what do you say to accusations that these big religion moves are all in response to the new scrappy up and comer on the scene, which is QAnon?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a mix of skepticism and respect for this new religion, which starts in I think the older religions see a bit of their young selves in QAnon in a lot of ways. It's like an old master. It's like Roger Federer playing Stefanos Tsitsipas at tennis, for example, maybe, if I may put it in those terms. But but again, they're not going to take it lying down, and we could even. There's a lot of talk as well. You might be seeing a surprise come back from one of the old religious franchises, ancient Roman. A lot of talk coming out of Rome recently. Might even see more kind of specific, localized, regional deities again to try and deal with the complex global problem by allowing people to worship in a more locally focused, just like worship a tree at the end of their road or something, and it just helped to get a bit more stability and structure into, or it might even be that rather than definable gods and religions, globally all the religions just agree to try and cooperate on some form of spiritual oneness to see off these new imposters.
Well, I for one would put a vote in for the old Norse gods.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
Yes,
I'm certainly not afraid of. The resurgence of them.
Yeah, you put a lot of thought into that as well. So,
well, they're the good-looking ones. That's all the time we have for our top story today. And we do not have time for letters to the editor. That is the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Well, TV coverage of the annual Hanukkah cricket match, which involves playing with a set of 9 burning stumps. And it's always a pleasure to be part of that. Let's hope the weather's better than usual at this time of year. And that's another interesting thing with the sleepers, you know, coming to join us. This could really boost the crowds in the County Cricket Championship when it restarts next summer. They'll absolutely blend right in.
Well, I have a thing to plug on your behalf. On the 30th of December, there will be a live Bugle Review of the Year show.
There will, yes.
Online.
Yes, correct. There will. Exactly the format and how we're doing it will be revealed in due course soon.
Also, on the 20th of December, there will be a live Last Post in the run-up to the last post, which may or may not be coming through to your dimension anytime soon. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, alliterative, or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, as well as my Tea with Alice salons. Sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the hench thug, the edit suite factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.